USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, there were just over 900,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States, with 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as President Biden continues to call this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives her reaction to that phrase.
You know, we do know that people who are vaccinated are still protected about 70% against infection, especially if they're boosted. So the people who are ending up in the hospital, the people who are ending up very sick with Omicron are the ones who are unvaccinated.
President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Sunday. On Tuesday, the president will head to Georgia to discuss voter suppression. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
After a horrific tragedy in November, students are set to head back to the classrooms.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. Four students were killed and seven others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least seven people are dead after a cliff collapsed on tourist boats at a Brazilian waterfall. Officials saying heavy rain may have loosened the large rocks that fell Saturday at the lake in southern Brazil. A video showing the deadly collapse has gone viral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Chicago Teachers Union is releasing their offer to end remote learning, but city leaders have rejected it. CTU Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson emphasizing the importance of COVID testing within the offer.
On a weekly basis, we would have 10% randomized screening testing across the schools in the district.
Regarding the offer, CTU President Jesse Sharkey says he thought the offer on the table was fair.
We have to have adequate safety measures in place. This is a plan that puts those in place, gives people the assurance and a specific date that allows us to resume first instruction and then in-person schooling soon.
The city of Chicago and parents are suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The CTU in turn filed a counter lawsuit claiming the city is illegally withholding pay from the teachers. U.S. military bases in Japan are changing their COVID-19 protocols because of outbreaks among service members. The Japanese Prime Minister saying on Saturday that the United States has agreed to impose stricter measures. Specifics were not provided, but the Prime Minister said officials have agreed in principle that unnecessary outings should be controlled and prohibited. In Saturday NFL action, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos, and the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.